I'll start this again. This will be for all the people who are actually getting this recording rather than the people who get to watch it for free. Let's give it a few minutes. Once you move from the containerlessness, what's happening now is your spirit is reassembling your containers, your body, your belief systems, your life. So let's just give that a few minutes, and then we'll talk about it. We'll see what Mark wants to explain. So now your energy fields might feel more busy, because it's all this containerlessness, essential peace self is now moving into the structures of you, your thoughts, the structures of Earth. The energies may feel quite chaotic. That's fine. It's actually a really good sign. If you have some water nearby, drink some. Please drink a lot of water in the next few hours. Okay, it's smoothing down a little. So I have a funny vision that our minds are like all these jack-in-the-boxes popping up saying, yes, but how did this help this? How did this do? So it's a little crazy. All right. So I'm going to have Mark talk about, oops, I'm not recording this. I'm going to have Mark talk a little bit about what he sees we just did. Dear ones, every world contains the structured and the unstructured. The structured part of Shambhala was the Shambhala consciousness that was necessary to be installed into you before the unstructured or essential part of Shambhala could begin to be downloaded. We are moving very quickly. If it wasn't for these times, we would have spent at least another 6 months working with Shambhala consciousness before inviting you into this Shambhala essence. You are absolutely way showers in being human bridges to the higher streams of consciousness. Because of this, you allow higher consciousness to come into your life and body earlier than most. That can appear to be disruptive. In many ways, in your world, you have disruptive technology. When the smartphone came in, that was disruptive technology. It wasn't like anything that came before. And it didn't happen slowly. It happened quickly, and it changed commerce. It changed the world. That's what's happening now. It's disruptive consciousness. And what you are bringing in is not like anything that's come before, and it cannot be brought in little steps. It has to be brought all at once, and all the great masters of Shambhala, the ones who are your inner teachers, your guides, have approved you to hold this huge downloading of a new type of consciousness. It will not flower yet in humanity for some decades. But before it flowers, it must be planted. And you are planting this new consciousness, and it must be planted not through the masters and the gurus who already are used to holding it, but it's planted quickly through you. All of the disruptions will be eased. Let's just say you are moving to a higher ground. You are being pushed, pulled, shoved to dealing with problems, issues, concerns, emotions, fragility with a different power than you've ever had before. You are finding that the old ways of coping will not work. And so you are popping open to new ways ways that have always been there, but have been inaccessible by humanity. As we've said many times, you are so essential because you don't see yourselves as holy people. You see yourselves as ordinary people on a path. And it is that beauty in you, your scars, your traumas, your fragility, your frailty, your ordinariness. Sorry if that hurts your egos. That is exactly what is needed to bring this entirely new disruptive consciousness of essence into humanity's awakening. You are supported. Each and every one of you is seen, has a team around you. They can't do the work for you. They can't surrender for you. But they love you into it and support you into it. The breakthroughs come first in your inner world, where you let go of the infighting within you, within the parts of you, the parts that you think you should be and shouldn't be and are not. As that infighting within you calms down, there is the space of peace. Peace has no precursor. In your world, the precursor for peace is no conflict. But peace in this essential way has no requirement, no precursor. It just is fully accepted. And it's accepted as a whole. And this is the time for this awakening. Sometimes wake-up calls are not gentle. When the alarm rings you out of a deep sleep, the alarm's been ringing and you've been sleeping so long that you've forgotten who you were when you're awake. For now, we thank you. This is Mark.